Morning. How you doing? Welcome to my podcast, What is Truth? Put a topic today, a loving God. I want to start off in reading in Isaiah 44:6. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first, I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? No, there is no other rock. I know no one. All who make idols are nothing, and things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame, who shapes a god and casts an idol which can profit nothing. People who do that will be put to shame. Such craftsmen are only human beings. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and shame. The blacksmith takes a tool and shapes with it in the coal. He shapes an idol with hammer. He forges it with the might of his arm. He gets angry and loses his strength. He drinks no water and grows faint. This is the word of the Lord. So, question is today, if God is so loving, why does he allow evil and suffering? The biggest question people ask all the time. This is the most common question people have regarded God. Here is an interesting question for you to consider. What do you propose God should do about it? To stop evil and suffering, God would have to stop every act that causes any suffering. To do that, he would have to stop those who cause the suffering. Adulterers, liars, murderers, the list goes on. Wouldn't that mean he would have to put a stop to you too? Yes, that's me as well. Haven't you, by your own actions, caused some of the suffering that exists in the world? Haven't you hurt someone's feelings, my friend? God has not destroyed evil because he would have to destroy us. By permitting evil and suffering to continue, God is actually showing the world's mercy. The Bible says that there is coming a day when God will stop evil. 2 Peter 3:7. Let me go there real quick, guys. Oh, 2 Peter 3:7-13 says, by the same word that presents heaven and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. And I'm going to read it to 13. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So that is regarding the coming day when God will stop evil. 2 Peter 3:7-13. Okay. He will judge sinners, put them away forever, and create a new heaven and a new earth where there will no longer be any death, mourning, crying, or pain. So, answer to the question is, a loving God, why is there so much evil? And how come he doesn't stop it? Well, that would be everybody. He would have to take out everybody. And it's including me. Because the only good that lives in me is Christ Jesus, is the Holy Spirit. All are evil and all are fall short of the glory of God in God's eyes. So, another example, Revelations 21. I'm going there right now. If you have a Bible, turn towards it. Revelations 21:4 says, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. So no more pain and suffering when God comes back. Often when a person is suffering, they turn to God and receive the kind of help they truly need. So before you start suffering, guys, turn to Christ now. There's a little note here by C.S. Lewis. Says, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. C.S. Lewis is a professor of medieval and Renaissance literature in the University of Cambridge. Okay, and then I also got one by Muggeridge. Suppose you're eliminated suffering. What a dreadful place the world would be. I would almost rather eliminate happiness. The world would be the most ghastly place because everything that corrects the tendency of his unspeakable little creature, men, to feel overimportant and overpleased with him would disappear. He's bad enough now. Sorry, guys. He's bad enough now, but he would be absolutely intolerable if he never suffered. That's a good point. That's by Malcolm Muggeridge. Muggeridge. Check him out. So, guys, that's just the question of the day is, loving God, what is it? If God is so loving, why does he allow evil and suffering? Well, evil and suffering is caused by our own actions, our natural sin. Okay, and I'm going to read off some of the Bible verses you guys can take down to check it. 2 Peter 3:17-13 says it. Revelation 21:4. Romans 8:28. Philippians 1:12. That's the word for the day, guys. Hope you're blessed. I am going to read I don't know. Thanks, guys, for coming in. God bless you guys. God has given us another day, man. What are we going to do with it? Today's the 28th. So I'm going to read Proverbs 28 to you guys. To end this cast. Excuse me. Proverbs 28 says, this man is... it says, I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I do not learn wisdom, nor have I attended to the knowledge of the Holy One, who has gone up to heaven and come down, whose hands have gathered up the wind, who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you. Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and still, and so dishonor the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to their master, or they will curse you, and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers, those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth, those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful, those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are yet with knives to devour. The poor from the earth and the needy from among mankind. The leech has two daughters. Give, give. They cry. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four that never say enough. The grave, the land, which is never satisfied with water, and fire, which the eyes that mock that mocks a father, the scorns our aged mother, will be picked out by its ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. There are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand: the way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of the ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a young woman. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. Under three things the earth trembles. Under four it cannot bear up. A servant who becomes king, a godless fool who gets plenty to eat, a contemptible woman who gets married, and a servant who displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Hyraxes are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their stride, four that move with stately bearing: a lion, mighty among beasts, who retreats before nothing; a shudder rooster, and he goats, a he goat, and a king secure against revolt. Ah, oh, sorry guys. against revolt. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth. For as chunning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. This is the word of the Lord. Be blessed. That is Proverbs 28. Wait. I know 28. Oh. I accidentally read. I think I read too far. Yeah, I read too far, guys. Sorry. But God bless you guys. Thank you guys for coming in here. Just reading God's word. This podcast is What is Truth? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except through me. And I believe that wholeheartedly because God's word says it. For those of you who don't have a relationship with Christ, the Bible says to repent. That means change your mind. That means turn from the life you're living and turn to Christ. Repent to put your trust in Jesus alone. And you shall be saved. Trust in that Jesus took the punishment on the cross and suffering for our sin that we deserved so we can have eternal life. And all you have to do is put your trust into him and set your mind and thoughts upon him. Surrender one's life unto the glory of God. It's that simple. And you'll have eternal life. And for those, I always go back to it, and I'm going to go back to it again. Romans 1, 18. If I can just get there. Romans 1, 18 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and his divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile. Their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the image made to the mortal human being, the birds of the animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in their sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. So, do you guys do that, you know? Do you worship created things, people, objects, or do you worship God? The Bible clearly says that you know there is a God because, see, God's word says, I wrote God's law on the tablet of your heart. So your morals between right and wrong, God gave you. People say, well, my mom gave that to me. Well, where'd your mom get it? Where'd your dad get it? God did it. So, God bless you guys. Just want to encourage you guys in God's word today. I want you guys to be blessed. I hope you guys had a good weekend. 3-day weekend was for me. It was powerful and encouraging. Spend time with family. Get some stuff done around the house. But yeah. Anyways, I want to pray you guys out. Heavenly Father, come before you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for everyone that's in this podcast. James, Powell, Matt, Ruth, Davidir, Carlos. I just pray, Lord, that you do a work in their hearts and in their minds to see who you really are, Father God, and how much you care about them, how much you love them. And know there's no such thing as coincidences or good luck, that everything is providence by you, Lord, that you put people and things in our way to wake us up, Father God, and help everyone in this room to see that, God, you're doing a work in their life. This is the reason why you have them here, to hear the gospel truth, the good news. And your word says to repent and put your trust in Christ alone for your sins, and you shall be saved. God bless you guys. Have an awesome rest of your week. All for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, guys. God bless you.